Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Now we're up in the big league.
Welcome, everyone, to our mid-month meeting. It is not that often that the Saturday cuts it in half at 15. November 15th literally is cutting the month in half. I still don't know how many days there are in a month, but I do know November has 30, and I'm really, really excited. We are literally like 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, just under my like second favorite holiday. Love to get together. We get our children that to come home from the other side of the state and the other side of the country. And I appreciate you tuning in. I am Jay, and I'm your friend. We're going to have a great conversation today, actually, with a guest that has never been on my show, not in the last 14 years that we've been on the air. January of next year is going to be the completion of our 14th year, which is absolutely amazing. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. And my producer said it's been quite a while since you've had a cold energy drink in the studio. And here it is. Cracked that open. That is an excess energy drink. And I have a friend of mine, Uriah Warner, who's a husband, father, Jesus lover, business owner, and a real estate agent that's going to be joining us. And today, we are going to be talking about, with the drum roll, Matt, picking the perfect time to start a business. I believe in over 800 shows, this is the very first time I've talked about this subject directly. I mean, I've talked about timing is everything. I've talked a lot about buy low and sell high, like Warren Buffett says. I've even talked about the early bird gets the worm. But I've never said businesses can be simple, but they're never easy. See, all of these catchphrases have applied to everything that I've talked to you about, but it applies to business as well as all other portions of your life. And I'm going to start out by just getting a review of the 8 streams of income. I do not do many things well. I'm redefining and literally rebuilding my entire mortgage business right now up from the foundation again. And I've been doing mortgage for this is my 26th year. But Uriah Warner, one of my best friends, we're talking about how much business has changed. You almost have to redefine yourself in your personal life, in your financial life, in your relational life with your children, your spouse, your friends, your neighbor. I mean, come on, it's taken me 3 neighborhoods to realize that you keep politics out of friendships. That's how you keep neighbors nice to you for decades. I just learned that. I crashed and burned in 2 neighborhoods. You know, the battle between Sleepy Joe and the Orange Man, that doesn't help anybody's Saturday morning coffee. But with everything evolving the way it is right now, we literally are in the midst. The fog is around us and we can't see clearly because we literally are in the middle of like the 4th revolution that this country has experienced. And I didn't do any research on this. This is not what I'm talking about, but I'm setting the table here for a pretty big meal called picking the perfect time to start a business. Is that way back in the 1800s, there was actually an agricultural revolution in the United States with the onset of the steam tractor. Actually, technology coming from Britain and how individual small sharecrops turned into huge industrial farms with this mechanical equipment. So many different. There was the push-pull engine that changed everything with combustion when that came in, and then the list goes on. And then second, we had that industrial revolution right at the turn of the century, but that was coupled almost immediately with the electrical revolution, where our entire world went from kerosene lamps and candles to electrification, We understand this very well with Tesla having many of his experiments and advances in our backyard here in the Pikes Peak region. I guess you could possibly say there wasn't much talk about it, but a computer revolution. So maybe I'm wrong and that was the fourth one. But there's no doubt at all that we are in the midst of an artificial intelligence and robotic revolution. What that is going to do, I don't know. I was looking at houses the other day and there wasn't a garage. And my wife and I are buying an investment property that is a traditional 1920s craftsman that we're thinking about retiring in 20 years. And we want to buy it now. And the fact that it didn't have a garage, I simply said, honey, in 15 to 20 years, you and I may not have a car. We'll go ahead and pull up our hologram phone. That's a chip in our left earlobe. And pull up our Tesla automated robotic driverless automobile to pick us up and take us anywhere we want that we don't have to service, we don't have to store, we don't have to refuel or recharge. We just go. So that is the catalyst of this whole conversation. Talking about businesses right here on the Jay Garvin Show. We'll be right back.
I said you can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the honey for the bees. If it was a snake, it would have bitten you. I'm giving up on getting you. You can't see the forest for the trees.
This is how we do it.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my...
Well, thanks for sticking with me. First thing that I want to do with you is I want to share the 8 streams of income. So I've done several shows on this, and I'll say it over and over and over. You can search the internet for 4 hours, and you can't find these 8 streams of income. You can find 7, or you can find 6, or you can find someone that had a whole weekend worth of methamphetamines and came up with their new ridiculous list, but it has nothing to do with this. This is the real list. There's only 8 streams of income in the entire world. All ways of making money can fall into these 8. Earned income, capital gains, interest income, dividend income, business income, which I'm going to focus on most of today, royalty income, residual rental income, and direct income. So going through these, 95 out of every 100 Americans live in these 2 forms of income, beginning and stop. End of chapter. Earned income, which is your J-O-B. Exchange your time for money and earn an income called a job. Be very careful because many times a small business is literally just a job that you own. And then the second one is capital gains. Dave Ramsey teaches this. Just work at a J-O-B for 30 years. Put your money into your diversified 401ks, mutual funds. Build a pile of money and have capital gains. A pile of money, a house that you buy that gets more valuable, and that at the end of the life of that house when you sell it, you get a chunk of money. First $500,000 if you're a couple right now is tax exempt, and then you live off that pile of money, shovel at a time until it disappears. That's the same with investments. Not bad. The masses can do it. America's done it better than any country in the world, but you just ignore the other 6 forms of income. Listening to me, having this conversation, you can change that. The third one is relatively easy, and there's at least 35% of the Americans that do this in some small or great fashion, and that's interest income. Marginal, we're now just recognizing that sleepy Joe Biden brought inflation up higher than it's been in 40 years. We realized, oh my God, you can earn 4% on a savings account. That is interest income. Or you can take it to a whole new level. At Churchill Mortgage, we service thousands and thousands of our clients with mortgage statements that they receive to their address, and we receive compounding interest income from those mortgage payments. Banks do it all the time. That's why they're the nicest buildings on the nicest block. But then again, that's where it stops. You take even a smaller set of investors that actually use a dividend income. And a dividend income is when you buy a blue chip stock, something like Coca-Cola, Ford Motor Company, Johnson Controls, the list goes on. They actually give you anywhere between 1 and 16% of annual return on the profit of that business. Well, then you have the crazy one, royalties. I'm like, this is the biggest one and the only one that's still a fairy tale to me. If you write a book, if you publish a song, if you go ahead and have some royalty on your name or anything that comes to you from oil to minerals to cell phone towers that are an actual royalty, that is one of the most evasive forms of income. You've got residual rental income, which is the boat that I've floated across the entire sea of life so far, with my wife and I having six separate full-time income properties, two others that are part-time to where you're able to earn $12,000 to $14,000 a month just in residual income. And then there's direct income, which is like my military retirement, para retirement, which is insane. I just qualified a couple that has a combined para income alone of $15,000 a month, and other Social Security and other direct levels of income and sources of income. But the one I want to talk to today has created more wealth, more ingenuity, more transformation to our society, and that is business income. Someone like Mark Zuckerberg that just came up with an idea over a computer to talk to other individuals, and we're going to call it Facebook, took that one concept to one of the top 20 companies ever created in this world. Same exact thing with Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Same exact thing flying this little Cessna aircraft and Sam Walton and Walmart. The books that I've read about the creation of Home Depot. The stories we've heard about Steve Jobs and Apple and Bill Gates and Microsoft and Oprah Winfrey with the O Network. The list goes on and on and on. But a majority of the businesses that we come across are not those big, huge, successful, multimillionaire and billionaire companies. Small business, 500 employees or less, is still the largest sector of commerce in the country, to include government, which we have to be careful or we slide past that. So understanding what business income is so incredibly important. And what I'm going to share with you is that there are certain times that it is perfect timing to buy real estate. Even though I fully believe in a buy and hold strategy, it's not when you buy the property, it's how long you hold the property. So understand me correctly. I really don't believe that it's some magic formula about timing the market. I think you can do very well in real estate and business if you just time the market well, okay? So if you look at a little bit of history here with deflationary downturns and inflationary downturns, I've never had this conversation before, but in 1991, when we had the huge savings and loan scandal with the Gulf War and the shock price of oil and the invasion of Iraq, that was a deflationary downturn where it's like, oh my God, savings and loan, put your money aside, institutions aren't safe, and wait for things to recover, and then take that pile of money and put it back into the market with a relatively stable dollar. Then we had 1999, which was the dot-com boom to the dot-com bust. Again, invest in these companies. They're going crazy. Then Y2K and everything else, everything shrinks, implodes. People who have money slide into the market when it's deflated, and then you have a recovery. And then you have the ultimate housing crash and great recession in 2008, when we were giving away houses and mortgages with no income, no asset loans, liar loans. You had all of these crazy products. Again, that's when I got on the radio and said, hey, we've hit the bottom of the market in 2012. Buy houses and you'll do well. I did it. You did it. We all did it. But that's linear. What in the world is going on between the summer of 2022 and now the fall of 2025? We are in a inflationary downturn. And what does that mean? It means where cash was safe in the last three recessions since the 1990s, more than 35 years ago, debt and cash are not safe in an inflationary hedge. See, right now, the worst place that you could have your money is in variable debt, because it's been all over from 6% to 12% to 22% to 29% in credit cards. You know, mortgages 7%, falling down to 6%. So the elimination of debt is the most important, or at least keep it in fixed terms, like many of us held our 2.5% mortgages since the onset of this inflationary downturn. And that's why the real estate and mortgage market has been almost completely dead, because nobody, to include myself, if you have any financing at 2 or 3%, do you want to change it or move it? And that stalled the economy. But what about cash? That's the second most dangerous place to keep money right now. So my point is, I'm going to go through what this Toby Mathis talks about, who's a CPA and a ESQ certified YouTube video articles I read. Says, hey, here is the safe place to put money in this inflationary downturn. Real assets. That's real estate, very large inflation and recession-proof companies, and bingo, business. Not only large business, but small business, if you can keep it simple. Not telling you that it's going to be easy, but to keep it simple. And this is what Toby says. Here are five must-haves for your investments around you in a high inflationary period, which I really believe we're just at the tail end of. Very first thing he states, positive cash flow investment real estate. I've helped so many of you buy it, but right now as I'm talking to you midway through November, you heard it here, you need to call me. When everybody else is chilling during the Thanksgiving and the Christmas breaks, you call me at 719-330-1457. By the time you and I talk in Valentine's Day and Easter, I'm going to have one more house in my portfolio because this is the best time since 2017 over the last 8 years to buy real estate in Colorado. And it may be one of the last. Once we recover economically, it's going to be a straight ride to appreciation until Governor Paulus and the progressives in Denver choke it out with all their progressive crap. I mean, we just did an election that really pretty much voted in school board members. But no, don't stop there. You too can get an extra state measure to get free lunch for everybody on the backs of anybody in the state that makes more than $300,000. It sounds to me a little bit like Comrade Communist Mandabi in New York City and what he's going to do there. And every single day we sound a little bit more like California.
No!
To where they're going to, you know, governor didn't want to increase. In fact, he wanted to decrease the state income tax, but he'll come hell over heels for people making $300,000 or more a year just to give every single person that touches a school a free lunch. Bad business. But Toby Mathis says positive flowing cash flow in real estate investment is the number one safe asset in an inflationary market. Number two, invest in companies that are recession proof. The Walmarts, the Lowe's, the Home Depots, the Apples, O'Reilly's, Adobe, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, Kroger, AT&T, Shell, Dollar Tree, Molson Coors, everybody needs their beer, and more. Now, the third one is then these diversifying tax exposures, TIPS, which are Treasury Inflation Protection Securities, gold and precious metals, which is fantastic, but gold and silver are all at all-time highs, and if you listen to Warren Buffett, you buy low and sell high, and then option trading, which just puts me to sleep. So I've talked to you until I was blue in the face on positive cash flow investment real estate. Our cash flow of $10,000 to $15,000 a month has stayed as steady as ever with my wife and I. But what I do want to focus on with Uriah as he comes in and then me pulling this all together is what about your business? What types of business are strong? I'm going to go through the list. How about real estate businesses that I am very aware of? Trade, contractor services, and I'll even show you the example of just finding a service or a product that the masses need or individuals, like the example of Turning Point USA and the late Charlie Kirk, now his beautiful wife, Erica Kirk, who's the CEO of that. All of those examples and more, talking about businesses right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 to get your next purchase or refinance mortgage. Right here locally with Churchill Mortgage. We'll be right back.
This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about. Looking now. Can't you see forever? Take my hand. Take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world here together. This is it.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping?
Well, before the break, my friends, we were talking about the perfect time to start a business. And I talked about the different streams of income. I talked to you a little bit about the difference between a deflationary recession like 2008 when all the house's value went down. People kept cash and then you waited to buy. And now we're in this confusing time that nobody knows what it is because it's an inflationary downturn. And the worst place that you can keep money is in cash. Because with the dollar being so weak and everything else from the value of a company to a house or a service becoming more expensive, your cash is losing to everything else around you. And that's why investing in real estate, investing in a real asset like I was talking to my friend about during the break of a coin or a precious metal, or in this case today, a business is where you've got to land your money. The only thing worse than having your cash not being positioned somewhere is to have a whole bunch of variable credit card debt at 28%. So no better person to have this conversation with, the consummate business entrepreneur and builder and one of my best friends, Uriah Werner, husband, father, lover of Jesus, business owner, and real estate agent with HomeSmart. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, good job, Jay.
All in one breath.
Thanks, man. That was pretty powerful.
So you're listening to the man that was the godfather and his beautiful wife, the godmother of my children, and all of our children. Are all of your children over the 18?
No. Yeah, just this year.
We all have adult children. They're all healthy. They're all smart. They're all hilarious. But by God, you and I would need 2 hours to talk about businesses.
Yeah.
You and I, that's why we wanted you to be our godparents, because Marlo's like, oh no, Jay, our kids need someone just like you to constantly invent something new, talk too much,
of course,
and get everybody excited. So this is the first time that you've breathed against that microphone.
Well, in this room, yes.
Yes, that's correct. And you've done others. I'm glad that we're joined in this room today, but let's just list your businesses. The Loft.
Yep, the Loft Music Venue in Old Colorado City.
And the, come on, name them all.
All About Merchants, my credit card processing company.
Okay.
Past businesses as well.
Everything.
Really? No, we don't have that much time. But yeah, I had a rafting company called Colorado Surf Factory out in Buena Vista from 2014 to 2018.
Deer Valley Ranch.
Deer Valley Ranch from 2020 to 2023. Or we have the Speakeasy, which is the Vault. The Vault Speakeasy just opened up last night. We had our soft opening.
That's fantastic.
And so our grand opening is November 21st. We're excited about that.
And I'm the same. I mean, Marlo and I have had Garvin's Mortgage Group. We have Generational Properties. We have Generational Holdings. She's got M&M Accounting. Mm-hmm. You and I had our entire internet Amway businesses.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was another one where we got to know one another.
Yep.
And then endless more. But my point is this, is that now is a perfect time, not only because of the deflationary time that's going to come in the future, is to get your idea and launch it now. I've been in mortgage for 25 years, been an owner of Churchill for 10 years, and I literally, Uriah, am doing a bottom-up foundation all the way up rebuild of my mortgage business.
Yeah, good job.
And then you're with HomeSmart.
I'm with HomeSmart now, so I
commercial
do commercial and residential.
Yep.
And having a blast with that. It's really fun. I'm also hosting a pickleball podcast. So every week.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Pickleball podcast.
Yeah, it's called the Pickleball Lounge.
And then you know
on
what?
Apple and Spotify.
Yep, that's the one that's probably going to land you millions to be on the plane
absolutely.
Next to Zuckerberg. There's a pickleball cult.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm part of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm part of it. So what we're going to talk about today, and I talked about it a little bit, is that I'm a true believer in there's no perfect time to buy real estate,
mm-hmm.
and there's no timing in the market. It's just the amount of time you have in the market. I believe that same thing for business, but there's sometimes that there's exceptions to that. The exception was in the 1800s with the agricultural revolution. The second was the industrial revolution. Then you had the electrification revolution. Then you had the computer revolution. And now we are about at the forefront of the
AI revolution.
The AI, and that's why I said
dude,
you need to
so
come
it's so exciting.
On. Yeah.
I've been studying this now for over a year, and I just recently built a website for a business owner, a friend of mine,
uh-huh.
using 100% AI. I prompt told it how to build what I wanted it to build.
And it built it.
And it built it for me.
And we're seeing this in mortgage, where I'm doing a total cost analysis where AI brings together the options, and then when I send that link to my clients, they pick it up, and I've got my little chat bot off to the side that can answer questions for them. And so many people say AI is going to leave you behind, and I believe we better get our act together or we'll just be left behind by the people who harness AI.
Absolutely.
You know how I'm going to harness AI?
How?
I'm going to have at least 7 different bots. Elon is building them. They're called, oh, come on.
Chat?
No, robot.
Yeah, the new robot.
What's their name? Those are super sweet.
I can't remember.
Yeah, no, come on. Matt, it's Optimus, baby.
It's Optimus, but then if you get the best one, it's the Optimus Prime.
Prime.
Yeah.
And get this. As sure as you and I are sitting here, 15 years from now, when you and your beautiful wife and me and my beautiful wife are driving down the road, we're going to see a 28-year-old kid with a white truck, EV probably, and he'll drop the gate, and there'll be like 5 different bots that walk out of it and start to mow grass, trim bushes, trim trees, and everything. I'm buying myself an Optimus.
Yeah.
Because I can just train him what to do, and he won't leave me.
Well, here's the thing about AI. You will get left behind in AI if you decide that you don't like AI and you're just going to close your eyes to it. You'll get left behind. But if you look at the opportunity that AI is giving you, oh my gosh, the opportunities for entrepreneurs to use AI to grow their businesses or even create new ones, it's absolutely endless.
Okay, so let's look in the last 5 examples here. We've only got 2 minutes to do it. Top businesses needed in Colorado: real estate and property management, short-term rentals, healthcare, wellness facilities, personal training, tourism, guided tours. You and I went through this whole list. Do you honestly believe that artificial intelligence can touch every one of these businesses?
I believe they'll touch them in different ways. They're not going to completely replace them, but yeah.
No, they won't
absolutely
replace them, but if you own the Urban Animal or Deer Valley Ranch, your customer service experience and all of that can be heightened with AI.
No question.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm telling you, Optimus will be doing. I've got a good friend of mine, Rainy Day Landscaping. Zach is his name. Give me a call. I can give you names to 15 people on this list, like you, Ryan, and I, that own these businesses. But I believe Optimus is going to be out there. He's going to be cutting my grass. I train him. He's only $30,000.
No question. No question about it. I mean, if I could have had Optimus out there feeding my horses during the pandemic, I would have maybe saved my ranch.
Really?
Yeah. No question about it. Because I was doing everything I could to keep people employed during the pandemic, and I was borrowing money at 30 and 40% interest rates
to try to keep
people employed. Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough out of it to be able to keep the thing, and we had to sell it.
Well, yeah, but thank God you sold it. A lot of people lost it. So in the last 3 minutes here, what facets of business do you think are going to be affected the most by this artificial intelligence? I'll tell you that I know my son in computer science and coding and cloud space.
Yep.
He's studying his butt off so he can harness AI so it won't overcome.
He's going to have to harness AI. And so a couple of very interesting things I've heard recently. Number one, if you're going to college for coding, please stop. You need to go figure out a way to become a prompt engineer, because coders from the AI space, AI will be able to code better than a coder within the next year. So if you're just learning code, it's a terrible idea. Learn how to use prompts to code. And so you actually have to learn how to speak to a computer in a creative way that will allow you to do the things that AI can create for you. Secondly, they just dropped the accounting degree at one of the major universities because AI is going to take over accounting.
And what others?
Well, coding is an obvious one. Website building, graphic design, editing. There are hundreds and hundreds of other things. Bookkeeping. If you sit in front of a computer for a living, I hate to tell you this, but you better start looking at ways that you can harness AI, because you're not going to be, if you're a customer service person, you better start looking for ways to harness AI.
And if you're a bookkeeper right now, just learn the prompt, because now you're going to be able to take 6 times the clients, because you're just going to be editing and reviewing the artificial intelligence that balance your QuickBooks.
Also, it's very important to remember that you've got to work on your people skills. Because the one thing that AI is never going to have is the ability to touch another person.
Yeah,
we need human interaction. And so humans need each other. And so if you don't learn how to use AI to better yourself, you're going to get left behind.
Absolutely. I couldn't have landed that plane any better than you did right there. And don't go anywhere. On the last segment, I'm going to go through what are the top 10 businesses that Colorado is looking for right now. But no better individual. This is not the first and last time you're going to hear of Uriah. He's a licensed real estate agent. I'm a mortgage broker. We're going to spend more time together right here in the studio. And give me a call at 719-330-1457. And Uriah, throw your number out there for folks right there over at HomeSmart Realty.
Yeah, it's 719-201-2209.
One more time.
719-201-2209.
Thanks for coming on, my friend, spontaneously. And I'm going to sum up this entire conversation that we're having today about the perfect time to start a business right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. Back after these important messages.
Don't you run, 'cause now
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You're unbelievable. Well, thanks for sticking with me. What an amazing opportunity to have Uriah Werner from HomeSmart Realty, but more than that, a personal friend of mine and just one of the most genuine entrepreneur and business owners that I know. And my story at this microphone started with the business when I was growing Garvin's Mortgage Group, and then I came across this microphone and then started Garvin's Media Group, which has been hand in hand with my mortgage career the entire time. And that's how we keep this show and this conversation going, is by helping you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage. 719-330-1457. I'm a licensed loan originator right here in Colorado Springs. Help anybody in Colorado and four other states. And it has been a journey on business ownership. And picking the perfect time to start the business is any time that you've got a good service or product to provide for someone. It's exactly what I did with mortgage. I worked for another company for 5 years. I was very, very loyal. I told them that I would give them 5 years of my life. They taught me all how to do mortgages. And then I said, hey, we need to do more government, VA, military loans. We need to do more purchase loans. And they said no. And I said, thank you very much for the time that we spent together. And I took a product and an idea and launched it. Then my wife and I grew that. And then we partnered and sold to Churchill Mortgage, which is now an employee-owned company. So there's never a bad time, but right now, with the onset of artificial intelligence, with the onset of the golden age that is going to happen, you can't hold back the tidal wave. Sometime between January and July of next year, you are going to unleash the Kraken. You heard it here from me first. We've got lower taxes. People are really going to experience that. After we get all through the gamesmanship of the Democrats shutting down the government because it's the only answer they have with Trump and this administration, after we get all of the tariffs settled, we have now discussions and agreements coming into place with China, the biggest player at the table. Everybody else in Asia, from Cambodia to South Korea, ran to America's side to get all of the revenue that's moving, all of the tariffs that are in place, all of the business investment that's happening. This does not happen overnight, but it's going to go with momentum for decades. And the best time to get on the train is when it's slow moving. It's why I'm rebuilding my mortgage business from the foundation up, integrating artificial intelligence. And in Colorado here, folks, here is the top small businesses that are in need. Real estate and property management, a full property management company. My wife and I have our own generational properties for our five properties. Short-term rentals. If you own a rental right now and you want to find out about STR short-term rental, call me at 719-330-1457. One of my best friends, and you've heard his voice on the radio, Justin Hermes, started the Property Group. That's a real estate and a property management business. Health and wellness. Fitness and wellness centers. I have one of my tenants, Alex, who owns a fitness center downtown Colorado Springs. Personal training and coaching. Uriah does that with pickleball. If you have healthy food, food products, alignment, and stuff like that, Urban Animal Beer Company is Corey and Candy. Friends of mine launched that after his retirement from FedEx. Tourism and hospitality. A friend in the South End owns Adventure Out West, which is a Jeep tour and other zip line stuff like that. You're looking for guided tours, skiing, hiking, brewery tours, popular in all areas looking for that. Specialty food, artisan food, like I said, Urban Animal Beer Company, Justin and another friend of mine, Uriah, have the Loft, which is a wedding and activity venue. You've got, this is a huge one, tradesmen, home outdoor services, lawn care, lawn landscaping, cleaning services, mobile services, junk removal, stuff like that, and then finally digital and e-commerce. All of these businesses are in high demand now. It does conflict with some of the legislation and laws that people are doing up in Denver, but you lay the foundation now. You utilize to a small, medium, or large degree artificial intelligence, just harnessing it, and then you end with the largest wealth-building potential tool in your life. And that's just small businesses. Virtually all of the billionaires in the world are business builders. There's a couple real estate tycoons, but that's a business of and in itself. But by and large, more than 90% of the less than 3,000 people in the world built their business and then built their billions. So the biggest takeaway is now is the time to dive into business ownership. Call me at 719-330-1457. I'm just reading the latest Dave Ramsey book about building a business. Entree Leadership is one of my favorite books that I've ever read. I will sit down with you for a free 30-minute consultation. Call me 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every program, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Walk a little funny, but my walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing. I stay pretty stuck in a rut like I should, and do it for the love of everything that's still good.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio. I don't